Davy Crockett, My Own Story, by David Crockett. This book was read by Jonathan Rees. First published in 1834. This recording of the full-length reading of Davy Crockett, My Own Story, was produced in 1994 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings.
This edition is distributed exclusively by Tantor Media Incorporated.
Preface. Fashion is a thing I care mighty little about, except when it happens to run just exactly according to my own notion. And I was mighty nigh sending out my book without any preface at all, until a notion struck me that perhaps it was necessary to explain a little the reason why and wherefore I had written it. Most of authors seek fame, but I seek for justice, a holier impulse than ever entered into the ambitious struggles of the votaries of that fickle, flirting goddess. A publication has been made to the world, which has done me much injustice, and the catchpenny errors which it contains have been already too long sanctioned by my silence. I don't know the author of the book, and indeed I don't want to know him. For after he has taken such a liberty with my name and made such an effort to hold me up to public ridicule, he cannot calculate on anything but my displeasure. If he had been content to have written his opinions about me, however contemptuous they might have been, I should have had less reason to complain. But when he professes to give my narrative, as he often does, in my own language, and then puts into my mouth such language as would disgrace even an outlandish African, he must himself be sensible of the injustice he has done me and the trick he has played off on the public. I have met with hundreds, if not with thousands, of people who have formed their opinions of my appearance, habits, language, and everything else from that deceptive work. They have almost in every instance expressed the most profound astonishment at finding me in human shape and with the countenance, appearance, and common feelings of a human being. It is to correct all these false notions and to do justice to myself that I have written. It is certain that the writer of the book alluded to has gathered up many imperfect scraps of information concerning me, as in parts of his work there is some little semblance of truth. But I ask him, if this notice should ever reach his eye, how would he have liked it if I had treated him so? If I had put together such a bundle of ridiculous stuff and headed it with his name.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?